Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Cases tumble, masks come off.
They're done. They're pulling it off, so there's no way to enforce it.
High court acts on redistricting.
The court will not put a freeze on those maps.
Family affair on the Olympic ski slope.
I think I've heard a lot of advice over the years from my mom.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Mask mandates are falling like dominoes as COVID cases drop. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is ending that state's indoor mask mandate for vaccinated people. Other governors have taken action to scrap school mandates in a matter of weeks.
Our faces is how we communicate with each other, so I think it would be a very good thing that we're looking forward to.
If they know that the people that are taking their mask off are vaccinated, they're going to feel a whole lot safer.
I'm Peter King. New Jersey statewide mask mandates will end March 7th. In Delaware, it's March 31st. And in Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont says in 3 weeks, although
each and every superintendent can make that call for themselves.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul isn't committing yet.
I'm going to continue to head in that direction. That is our goal.
Republicans score a win at the U.S. Supreme Court as the justices uphold a new congressional map in Alabama that opponents say violates federal law and dilutes the power of black voters. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The Republican-drawn map will stay in place this year with just one black-majority district in a state where black people make up 27% of the population. The five conservative justices voted to block a lower court ruling that had ordered the state to draw a new map. Justice Brett Kavanaugh explained, it's one thing for a state on its own to toy with election laws, but it's quite another thing for a federal court to swoop in and redo a state's election laws in the period close to an election. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts and the three liberal justices would have allowed a new court-ordered map with two black-majority districts to stand while the legal challenge continues.
Police in Richland, Washington, have now arrested a suspect in yesterday's supermarket shooting that left one person dead and another in critical condition.
My boss and a bunch of people started running outside and saying, run, run, there's an active shooter.
Police say there was some kind of interaction before the shooting, but the motive is not clear. There's a new warning today from the government about possible copycat attacks.
The terrorism advisory says recent threats against historically black colleges and universities, as well as Jewish facilities and churches, may inspire extremist groups to mobilize and cross the threshold to violence. The advisory says the recent attack on the Texas synagogue highlights the continuing threat of violence based on racial or religious motivations, as well as threats against faith-based groups. Catherine Hirsch, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden says Americans in Ukraine should get out because of the possibility of a Russian invasion.
It'd be wise to leave the country. I hate to see them get caught in a crossfire if, in fact, they did invade.
And Mr. Biden said a critical natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany would not be allowed to open if there is an invasion. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab has more on military preparations inside Ukraine.
The Ukrainian military says, if forced, it will fight. But Ukrainian forces will need more than anti-tank units to face Russia's military might.
The weak point of Ukrainian military is the air.
Ukrainian Army veteran Yuri Zabanatsky says Ukraine lacks the ability to track and intercept the tactical missiles in Russia's arsenal.
All the Ukrainian territory is in range of those missiles deployed in Belarus, Crimea, and Russia.
President Vladimir Putin's plans may be more about extracting concessions than triggering a major military conflict, says Russian military analyst Alexander Bonov.
The fear of the war is a working political instrument. to make Russian demands and Russian concerns to be listened to.
Peloton's CEO John Foley is stepping down. The company has been in turmoil and is cutting jobs.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all, and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Team USA has yet to strike gold at the Beijing Games. CBS's Steve Futterman says for one silver medalist, the Olympics are a family affair.
There was a mother and son medal reunion of sorts here in Beijing today. American Ryan Cochran Siegel won silver in the men's giant slalom, joining his mother Barbara Ann Cochran, who won gold 50 years ago at the 1972 Olympics.
I think I've heard a lot of advice over the years from my mom that I've been able to channel that added up to today.
In men's figure skating, what can you say about Nathan Chen? The American came through with the highest score ever in the men's short program, 113.97.
Overall, very happy and just really honored and lucky to be here.
And he has a nearly 6-point lead heading into the free skate that will determine who wins. The U.S. women's hockey team had tough going on the ice, losing to arch-rival Canada 4-2 in a non-elimination game. And American-born freestyle ski sensation Eileen Gu, who is representing China at the Olympics, came through with a remarkable 16-20 jump, spinning 4.5 times in the air to win the big air competition.
I've never done it before, but I actually felt pretty confident going into it.
And when her score came up, the small crowd, largely Chinese, reacted. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
At the White House, the plan was for the top administration scientists to stay on after counseling for mistreating staffers.
It was conveyed through meetings with senior White House officials directly that his behavior was inappropriate, corrective action was needed.
But hours after Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that, Dr. Eric Lander resigned. It's the first cabinet-level departure of the Biden presidency. A juror in Scott Peterson's 2004 California murder trial has been granted immunity and will testify at a hearing to determine whether Peterson should get a new trial. He was convicted of killing his pregnant wife and their unborn son. His lawyers want the verdict overturned on the grounds of bias and misconduct. They say the juror lied on a questionnaire. Overseas, last call at a historic pub in Britain.
Ye old fighting cocks in the former Roman settlement of St. Albans claims to have been serving beers to thirsty locals since the year 793, surviving multiple wars and several plagues in those 1,200 years. But it couldn't survive the lockdowns. Its current manager has now filed for bankruptcy. The chain that actually owns the pub says it hopes to reopen under new management someday soon. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is Tom Brady having some second thoughts?
You know, you never say never.
Less than a week after he announced his retirement, the 44-year-old NFL legend addressed a possible return to the field on his Sirius XM podcast.
You know, I try to make the best possible decision I can in the moment, which I did this last week. And I think it's not looking to reverse course. I'm definitely not looking to do that. But in the same time, I think you have to be realistic that you never know what challenges there are going to be in life.
For now, he says he's looking forward to catching up on family life. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Estimates from the gambling industry's national trade group indicate a record 31.5 million Americans plan to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl, and the American Gaming Association forecasts more than $7.6 billion will be wagered. That's up 78% from last year. that includes office pools. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.